back to market.
He did. Yeah, he
took
did.
It home by accident.
Or he ran the
few. Eat it. Everyone have their own bond here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. Okay, yesterday we had the first pshat of Rabbeinu Hanano, which was that when the Gemara brought in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the Gemara was looking for a mocker for Cheska Shaloshanim according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Mai. And the Gemara, according to the first parish of Rabbeinu Hanano, someone refresh my memory, said exactly the Rabbeinu Hanano says that Yirmiyahu spoke what year? Ninth year. Excellent, guys. And the 9th, 10th, 11th is 3 years. And therefore, that's considered to be what? A squatting on the land is a chazaka. Don't worry about if you lose your stars, because he says you bet your bottom dollar you'll lose them during the exile. And therefore, don't worry about it, because you're squatting there, it's enough. So, that was the first parish of Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay. The standard pshat that we had was Rashi's pshat, which was what? Rashi's pshat was that he told them on the 10th year, 10th, 11th is 2 years, and by implication, 2 years is not enough. He says, you guys squatted only 2 years, you need to what? Make sure you hold on to your stars, right? Mashma, if they would have squatted 3 years, they don't have to hold on to it. So what was the Rashba's Kasha yesterday? You remember the Rashba's Kasha? Excellent. We know that 2 is not good enough. How do you know it's 3? Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 100. So what was the answer? The answer was, we learned from what? The first answer? We learned from Shuramuad. So Yossi, and I forgot, I think Elliot asked me, or Svi Yaakov asked me in Seder, very important point, I think we didn't stress it yesterday. What is the reason why you need both? Shmuel, you asked me. What's the reason why you need both? Meaning to say as follows. Shuramuad, you learn the number what? The number 3. What do you learn from Yirmiyahu HaNavi? That it's what? Years, and not what? And not consumptions, or not utilizations, or achilas. So it's like a tag team. You need both combinations, the Rashba and the first answer said in Rashi. I don't think we elucidated that yesterday, but I want you to get it. Meaning the number comes from Shuramuad is 3, but how do you know it's years and not just 3 times utilizing it, which would be 18 months, like Rabbi Shmuel? The answer is you learn years from what? Yirmiyahu, and you learned the number from Shuramuad. So that's the first point I wanted to make. That's a very important point. The Rashba says that in Feirish. But that's the combination theory. So that's according to the Rashba, the first answer in Rashi. That's the first point I wanted to make. Second point I wanted to mention is that according to the first pshat we had of Rabbeinu Hananel, which was that it was a warning. 9, 10, 11, he spoke for 3 years. He spoke for 3 years. He said, you squat, you're fine. You're going to lose your stars. Make sure you squat for 3 years. So Yossi asked me in Seder, look at the Gemara. I think we read the line, but just look at the third line of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? It said, Kamashman hachanami etzatova. Kamashman, it says, ele etzatova kamashman hachanami etzatova kamashman. Teda dechsiv nesata mekli cheres laman yamdu yamim rabin. What does that pasuk mean? What does that pasuk mean? I think we read it quickly yesterday. What is that pasuk referring to? When Yirmiyahu bought the field from his cousin Hanamel, he told his Talmud, his sofer Baruch, write down the documents and keep them in a kli cheres, a canister. Right? And therefore they'll last. There won't be a problem. They'll last, there won't be a problem. So Yossi asked me, well, I don't understand. Didn't Rabbeinu Hananel say, according to the first pshat, that the 9th, 10th, and 11th year, squat on the land because you're going to lose your stars. And now what is he going around and doing? Isn't he keeping his what? Isn't he keeping his staros? Seeming like that they can be kept, not alive, but they can be kept and not lost. Isn't that a little bit of a stira? So I don't think it's a stira. For public policy, for Gans Klal Yisrael, to expect them to hold on to their staros during exile, forget about it. But you yourself, you can be more particular about it. So maybe that's not a problem. All the Gemara is bringing out is that he gave Eitzes Tovus all the time. So if he gave Eitzes Tovus all the time, that's an example of that. But it's a very good point that Yossi brought up in Seder. It's a little bit contradictory. Here he told him, squat on that 3 years, and you're going to lose your stars. What are you doing yourself? You're telling your scribe, your sofer, to write it down and keep it in a canister. So it seems like you can, you think you can save it. Public policy-wise, it's impossible to expect everyone to save their stars in such a way. But he himself, privately, he felt maybe they could be kept. So I think that's what you got to say to answer what, to answer that point in the Gemara, if you read it according to Rabbeinu Hananel. That's the second point that I wanted to mention. Okay, very well. Let's now go on in the Gemara. We're up to the Gemara. The Gemara says, El Amar Rava. We're up to the Gemara where it says, El Amar Rava. Gemara is grappling. According to the Rabbanan, what on earth is the Makar? What on earth is the Makar according to the Rabbanan? Lamed Vav, the Rabbanan according to Rashi. According to Rashba, who are the Rabbanan? Rabbanan in our Mishnah, who hold what? That you always have to be on it 3 years, even though you don't have to use the Peiris every what? Even though you're not using the Peiris every day because it's Steabao, but you got to be there 3 years. Who is the Shita? Who is the Shita? What is their Makar? So the Gemara says like this. Let's see inside. Elam or Rava. Rava says, Shasa Kamaisa Machal Inish, Tarte Machal. 1 year a guy can be Machal. 2 years, Tarte Machal. 2 years a guy can be Machal. Tlasa Lo Machal. 3 years a guy cannot be Machal. Oh. So, what's the Makar now, according to the Rabbanan? What's the Makar according to the Rabbanan? There is no real Makar. It's basically a Svara. What's the Svara? The Svara is Mechila. This is, we'll call this the first stage, okay? Shlav Rishon, okay? Like they call certain Shuvim in Eretz, Shlav this, Shlav that, Shlav Gimel. So Shlav is a stage, Shlav Rishon. So the first stage is Mechila. Now, where do we have Mechila already so far? What'd you say? Not Tulsa. Yeah, we did have it in Tulsa. That's true, Ellie. Where do we have it, though? Which other Rishon had it? Tulsa had it on the top. That the guy's Mechal? The Rashba. Remember the Rashba said, does Mechila work on Karka? The Havamina was it was, and the Maskana was it does not. Remember? So the Gemara basically is saying in the Shlav Rishon of Rava here that the Makar of the Rabban is Mechila. Let a guy squat on it for 2 years. I don't care. 3 years is too much. No one is ever going to be Michael. Oh. Interesting. Does that work, Mechila? Mechila is a real Kenyan. Mechila is a Kenyan. So I gave you the Ksos. Take a look at the Ksos. The Ksos learns here in Siman Yud Beis, in Sifkot Nalef. Let's see it inside. You have the Ksos here. I gave you the Ksos in the first page. Let's take a look at the Ksos. In that block where I underlined, okay? In that block. Shmuel, why don't you read that Ksos there? Shuv Matzasi. You have it there? Someone else has it here? What do you have it? Yeah. Shmuel, go ahead. Shuv Matzasi. A little louder, please. Go ahead. There are many sugis in Shas that hold, despite the fact that there's a famous rule. Dvarim shebelev, eino dvarim. You do a deal, and you're thinking in mind to someone. Come on, let's get it, Adam. You do a deal with someone, and you're thinking to your mind, and 2 days later, if the deal is not going to be good for you financially, you want to retract the deal, but you never articulated that. You never wrote it down in the document. You never said it. Then his thought process is bogus. Dvarim shebelev ain't a dvarim. It doesn't count. And the deal remains a good deal. So there are most sugis in Shas say dvarim shebelev ain't no dvarim. However, says the Ksos B'Shem Lema'ari, there are some sugis that show an exception to this. Go ahead. Oh, so there are some sugis that say it's good. Some sugis say it's not good. This is usually the general rule. That dvarim shebelev in a dvarim. That the things in your heart are not dvarim. Go ahead. The hecha. Go ahead. Excellent. Which one of the Gemaras in Shas that he says is an exception to the rule? Meaning, The general rule is Dvarim Shalevin and Dvarim. However, if it's Belev Kol Adam, if everyone knows slam dunk what this guy's thinking, Belev Kol Adam, then it's good. Dvarim Shebelev is good. Dvarim Shebelev is good. Mahani. It works. And what's one of those many sugis and shas? Our very own Gemara. Because the Gemara at this stage says that we know 3 years is a chazaka de machel. Rabbona shel olam. If you had a problem with the guy squatting on our land for 3 years, you should have said something. Must be you were mochel. And that's a halachic kinyan. And you were mochel. And therefore it's a halachic kinyan. And therefore, belev kol adam, dvarim shebelev nahani. So it's a real kinyan here. And the Ksosis says it works based on dvarim shebelev havid dvarim. That's a very, very interesting what? Interesting formulation, but the Ksos says it black on white, and it makes a lot of sense based on this Maharit, okay? I want you to get, that's what the Maharit wants to say, that it's considered to be good. Now, I'll give you an example of this. Tosus in Kedushin, on Mem Testament Base, says as follows. You have a man who has no children, and he has $1 million in his account before he dies. He gifts $1 million to Mr. X. Then lo and behold, he's told before he dies that his wife is pregnant. So can he undo the deal? He wants $1 million to go to his child, not Mr. X off the street. So Tosa says, but they didn't articulate it. They didn't say it. So can we undo the deal automatically? Tosa says, most definitely you can. Okay, Zach, you follow me? Because obviously this guy wants to give his $1 million to his child. He doesn't want to give it to Mr. X off the street. And therefore the halacha is that Tosa says that this is an example. Tosa and Kedushin on Mem Tesimid Beis writes, this is an example, Belev Kol Adam. Dvarim Shebelev Armahani. Everyone knows in their right mind, this man never would have given $1 million to Mr. X. He would have given it to his child. I'm going to read you the Lashon of Tosa. Mem Tesimid Beis Dvarim Shebelev. In the middle of the Tosa, he says, Kigon Ahida Kosev Kol Mechasev L'Acherim. He gives $1 million to Mr. X off the street. The Shama Sheyesh Lo Ben. He heard he has a son. Or maybe he heard his wife's pregnant, or he heard he has a son. He didn't realize he was traveling. Shama, he's been away for months. Shamatana Batela. The Matana is Batel. So this is a real good example, and that's how we have to learn up the Lumdus here, that when the Gemara says in 3 years you're Mocho, what does it mean in 3 years you're Mocho? It's a Kinyan. The Mechila is a Kinyan. Mechila is a Kinyan. And it works Mechila Belev. Ah, you'll tell me, Rabbi, what do you mean Mechila Belev works? Isn't that against the famous Klal in Kedushin and many places in Shas, Dvarim Shebelev in Advarim? No. There is an exception, Taisa says. If it's slam dunk that everyone knows the guy would never want, the guy means this, like the case of the child, or the case right here, Ribbono Shalom, 3 years you didn't say a word, that means you were mochel. Don't tell me 5 years later you want to squat, you want to complain about the land. So the galumdus of this line of the Gemara is based on Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, and the exception being that Mechila works, it's Belev Kol Adam. Shalom Aleichem. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Sorry that I have to interrupt, but I can't get to share unless I do so. We distribute money twice a year to impoverished families in Eretz Yisrael. There are hundreds and hundreds of such families. The reason I'm involved in this tzedakah is two reasons. One, it's a perfectly honest tzedakah. The needs of these families are checked out from time to time, and the money we give them is proportionate to that need. Secondly, there's no overhead, not 1 cent overhead. Every cent we collect goes to these people. One of the Magid HaShen Yisrael V'Chanan covers every single cost in getting the money to them. So every single cent goes to them. Most of our money comes from Yitzhak Elchanan and its alumni. I remember when I was here before last Purim, and I told Rabbi Hirsch, I told our main Gizbar that we need Nissim to get half of what we did for the Purim before because of the recession. Well, I came away from Yitzhak Elchanan with twice what we usually get. The alumni came through magnificently, and I made contacts with people I'd never made contacts before. And when the dust got settled, we had almost $25,000 more than we ever had before. It goes to many people. You want to give $50, $100 a family, you need a lot of money for that. So in the midst of the recession, Jews did that. The need is just as great now. These are very poor people. Some of them barely have enough to put food on the table. Otherwise, I wouldn't be involved in this tzedakah. I ask you, please, to do whatever you can do now. And subsequently, Rabbi Hirschel Schacht is a close friend of mine. He'll call me at the end of Yom Noroim. Whatever money he has in hand, or what has been committed to him at that time, will lay out the money. You have family and friends. You know, everyone wants to give tzedakah. I always suspect, you know, will any of it go to where it's supposed to go? Will 50% go? Is it really honest? It's really honest, and everything goes there. Checks can be made out to Meshul's charity fund for tax purposes. It's Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. Please, whatever you can do now, do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that too.
You always give whatever you want to be reasonable. Do live in the area.
Live safe.
It's not so good. How far is it?
About a half an hour drive.
Yeah. Depending on traffic.
Yeah.
Yes. I spent almost as much time getting to where I was to go to Washington as crossing the bridge.
Yeah, especially after Labor Day. Yeah. Yeah. Starts after Labor Day.
When
are you sending it out?
Pardon?
Did you sending it out when?
We send it out as it comes. Yeah. Sometimes there are people going, so we send as much cash as legally possible.
So the first stage of Rava is based on Mechila. And Mechila works, Mechila Belev never works, but it's Mechila Belev Kol Adam, then it's acceptable, and everyone knows that he's on board with this. And listen, he was Malch in these 3 years. Fine. I just want to elaborate on this notion of Mechila. And that is as follows. There are two ways that Mechila could work. Okay? In Lomdus. One way that Mechila could work is that it's a siluk, that you remove yourself. You're Michael. I mowed $100,000. I remove myself from it. You don't owe me a penny anymore. I'm Michael. Siluk. There's a halachic concept called siluk. I'm misalik myself. Then there's another possibility to say that Mechila works through the mechanics of hakna. What does hakna mean? Hakna means that I actually what? Even though I'm owed $100,000, I'm makning him the $100,000 and he doesn't owe me a penny. It's a real means of a kinyan. What would be a good nafgamina between Mechila's being siluk or hakna? Number one, could it be done bal korcha? Let's say the lova, for whatever reason, he wants to be able to pay everything back. Can I be mochel the loan that he owes me $100,000 against his will? Yes or no? He insists to pay me back. I say, I don't want it. I insist on Michael. Against his will, would Mechila work? If you hold Siluk, then yes. Bal Korcha Shalova. Bal Korcha Shalova. Then it's going to be Mo'il. It's going to work. Mo'il and Mahani are the same word. If it's Hakna, you can never have a Kinyan in Halacha, like you mentioned the first day. You need das makta, das koni, you need a maisa kinyan. Lo mahani, it would not work. That would be one good, very well nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, do you have to actually make a kinyan? When I say to this man that he owes me the money, you know what? I don't want you to owe me a penny. Must we make a kinyan suitor with each other? Where we make a kinyan and say it's binding now, you don't owe me anything. If you hold siluk, and this is the issue that we could say would be a good nafkamina, if you hold that it's considered to be siluk, then you probably would not need a kinyan. You probably would not need a kinyan. If you hold siluk, let's write down, lo tzarich kinyan. You could just say verbally, I'm being mochel you the money. You remove yourself, as long as you do it in front of Adam. But if you hold hakna, then it's very mistaber, tzarich kinyan, in order for the mechila to actually work. However, the Stipler does point out that it is possible to say that since the money anyway is in his rishus, it's working as a kinyan what? What's a kinyan when I have a basketball in my backyard? The basketball is a good kinyan because he threw it in my chatzar. Very good. Kinyan chatzar. So I want you to write in brackets, it could very well be, maybe you don't need a kinyan because it's automatically kinyan chatzar. That's what the Stipler wants to say. Okay? So those are two very good nafkaminas as to two approaches as to the mechanics of what, how mechila actually works. Okay? Then, there is a third approach, and that third approach to mechila might be ki'ilu hiskabalti. What does ki'ilu hiskabalti mean? Ki'ilu hiskabalti means that I say as if I got the money. I virtually say as if I got the money. I was owed $100,000, and I say, I'm mechil. So halachically, we treat it as if he paid me, as if I got it. Kilu miskabalti. Now, where did this svara come up? This svara comes up, interestingly, in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say someone is chayv to me a shvua. He's chayv to me an oath. I said, you owe me $100. He was moted to me that what? He was moted to me that, yes, I owe you money, but I only owe you 50. What's that famous halacha? Motive and mix is his chayav shvua. Can I be mochel him and say, you don't have to take the shvua? The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Yud Beis, Sif Yud Zayin, that you can be mochel on a shvua. So how do you think that that works? How can a shvua work? How can you remove a shvua? If you hold siluk, it makes sense. I walk away from it. He's not chayav to me a shvua at all. I walk away. But if you say this third approach, also it makes sense. I treat as if what? I treat as if halachically he actually took the shvua, even though he didn't. Kilu iskabalti. And that's the svara that the Stipler wants to say, that might be the mechanics of mechila, that it might work kilu iskabalti. Okay, so if you take number one and three, then you can understand a nafkamina about a shvua, that a mechila working on shvua. So these are the different approaches to the lumdus of what mechila. This is the different approaches to the lumdus of mechila. But it's clear that the Gemara is working what? Working midin what? Midin mechila. And that means that at the end of 2 years, what happens if I say, Mr. Squatter, show me proof of purchase? What happens at the end of 2 years? He can't prove it. He must give me back the field. And what else? No, he doesn't have to give me back pay risk because I was Michael on that, right? That's what the Gemara is going to say right now, right? But regarding the field, most definitely he's going to have to return it. Okay? So that's the first approach in the Gemara Mechila. Okay. Let's go weiter now. Back into Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar li Abaye, Elamiat, if that's so, Kihadra Arali, Tihadra Labar, Mipeiri, if that's the case, if it works, Midin Mechila, then at the end of the 2 years, and I say 2 years because after 3 years you can keep it, at the end of 2 years, you have no proof of purchase. You got to give me back the land, but you don't have to give the payris to UA, all the back payris. Alama, how do you know that that's not true? Alama, what's alama mean? With a hey? How do you know that's not true? Alama with an al for them means we see. Alama, how do you know it's not true? Amar Rav Nachman, hadra ara hadra payri. Rav Nachman says, hadra ara hadra payri. The land goes back and you have to pay for all the back payris. So you see, it's not working me din what? You see, it's not working midin mechila, but rather, what's the mocker of Gimel Shonim? Something else completely. What is that something else? Says the Gemara, Elam Arava, Shasa Kamaisa, stage two of Rava, Elam Arava, Shasa Kamaisa, Lo Kapin Inchi, Tarte Lo Kapin, first 2 years are not makbid, plus kapid. You better bet your bottom dollar. The third year, they're definitely makbid. They're makbid very, very much. And therefore, that's different than mechila. That's different than mechila. 3 years, at the end of 2 years, I'm very makbid. How dare you squat on my field? How dare you eat my payrus? Give me the field back and give me the back payrus. So the Gemara says as follows. Let's see the line. The Gemara says as follows. If that's the case, could go on Hani Debe Bar Elishev. Who's Hani Debe Bar Elishev? They were like mafioso guys. Dekapti afilu aman dechalef amitzra. They used to build borders elevated over the fields. And anyone who passed in the fields, did who? They would get angry at. So what happens if you're dealing with mafioso guys, Debe Bar Elishev, and someone walks on these borders? It should be a chazaka immediately. Because normally they don't walk, they don't allow anyone to walk. And now what are they doing? They allow you to walk. Must be a chazaka immediately. And that's crazy. That means you have fluctuating rules, the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, if you want v'chitem hachanami, what's v'chitem hachanami? You want to tell me yenech hanami, it's true? It would be good? With Beibar Elishev. All you need is one day. Because these guys are usually going to pound you if you walk on their property. But here what? Here they let you? You get it in one day? Did you find any exception in the Mishnah to the number three? I didn't. This is a famous line in the Gemara. It says in many places, in ke natata devarecha l'shiurin. You have given over your words for shiurin, meaning your rule is a joke. You have so many exceptions to the number three that with mafioso guys, one day will be a chazaka, then the whole rule goes out the window. Okay? Now there is a Rashba in the Ritva I gave you the Mar Makomos on this line. Okay? The Rashba writes as follows. The Rashba says, you know what? I don't understand this Gemara's kasha at all. Says the Rashba, Adaraba, he says, on the contrary, Tmili, Adaraba, Mehai Taima, because of Beibar Elishev, Kol Midas Chacham Kachu. When the Chachamim make a takana, do you think they make a takana based on the majority or the minority? What do you think? Majority. Of course they make it on the majority. I don't really care that they're mafioso guys. What should be a chazak, Alan? Three, no matter who you're dealing with. He says, I don't understand what the Gemara's kash is. How can the Gemara even get out of its mouth, let the chazak be in a day? That's ridiculous. And then the Gemara asks on that, oh, let the chazaka be good in a day, and your klal, your rules become a joke. What do you mean? What do you mean? Your klal has become a joke. Don't say the words that the chazaka is good in a day. Don't say the words. Because the chum don't care about the Beibar Elishev. Of course they care about everyone feeling wise, but they don't care about when they make a public policy, when they make a rule. When they make a rule, they say three flat. So how could you say the chitei mahachanami? That's an unbelievable kasher. And the Rashba gives an example. I'll give you the example, he says. He says, how much saw of water do you need in the mikveh? Arboim saw. Yes? That's a famous klal. It's a halacha l'moshe mitzvah. Arboim saw of water in the mikveh. Let's say you take a woman, or you take a little person. The Mizmana Gemara, Baal Keri, went to mikveh. We don't do nowadays. Or make a lot of Takanas Ezra. But let's say you have a woman or a little boy that can fully go his body in 20 saw. Is that acceptable, such a mikvah? Of course it's not acceptable. You always need 40 saw. That's a flat out rule. 40 saw, nothing less. He says, for example, the Gemara in Kedushin. How much do you need to Makadosh a woman, according to Beis Shammai? How much? A dinar. How much do you need according to Beis Hillel? A pruta. The Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, why do you need a dinar? Because the women are makbid on themselves. They won't get married unless you have a dinar. You need to have a dinar. If you don't have a dinar, it's not a good kedusha. So the Gemara says, what about these wealthy women, Bansad Reb Yanai, that won't accept kedusha unless they get such and such amount of money, 50,000 let's say. And if one of those women will accept the zuz, you're going to tell me it's not good? Let's say if one of those women is a tzedekis. She says she wants this. You're going to tell me it's not good? So the Rashba says, you see from that Gemara, we go with objective rules. We go with objective rules. What's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the maskana of the Gemara? Halacha l'maisa. What you see from that Gemara is that it's a flat out rule. that it's always a dinar. It's always a dinar. Halacha lamaisa. It's always a dinar. So since it's always a dinar, the Rashba's very bothered by the kasha of this Gemara. How could the Gemara suggest let it be good in a day? It's against those rules. It's against those rules. You can't say it's good in a day. We have rules all over Shas. So the Gemara shouldn't have even suggested it. That's the what? That's the Rashba's point. Okay? That's the Rashba's point. The Ritva in Dibra Maskel Miata says different than the Rashba. He says that's exactly the Gemara's kasha. The kasha is that what? If you're going based on a kapeda, which is whether you're makpid or not, it's all totally on hakpada, then no one is the same. Some guys are makpid in one day, some guys are makpid in a month, some guys are makpid in a year. And he says most people on earth would be makpid less than 3 years. They're going to be makpid if you're on the land less than 3 years. They will be makpid if you're on the land less than 3 years. So if it's all an issue of hakpada, the klal bichlal makes no sense of three. That is the Gemara's kasha. That is the Gemara's kasha. And the Ritva says, this is in accordance to what I say in Maseches Kedushin. What does the Ritva say in Maseches Kedushin about the daughters of Rabbi Yanai? You know what he says? Those daughters are Rabbi Yanai. What's the halacha? Those daughters are Rabbi Yanai. The wealthy women, according to Beis Shammai. In order to mekadesh them, how much do you need? 50,000 or a dinar? You go bust on the, but you go after the rove, a dinar, and that's it, the Ritva says. The Ritva says a dinar, and that's it. If you look at Rashi and that Gemara, you know how much you have to mekadesh a woman with? Unless she tells you differently, a rich woman? Bonsor Rabbi Yanai, how much do you need, you think? $50,000. It's a machlokas Rashi and Ritva and Kedushin. After the Maskanas of Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, not according to Bissol, we pass by Bissol, you need to show a fruit. But according to Beis Shammai, a wealthy woman like Bonsor Rabbi Yanai, how much money you need? You need 50,000, according to Rashi. Unless she tells you differently. And according to the Ritva, all you need is a dinar. Because the Ritva says that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. You can't tell me Shlav Sheni is based on Hakpada? Shlav Sheni is based on Hakpada? What kind of Hakpada? Hakpada? Then where'd you get the number 3? Should be 2, maybe even 1. You ask a poll of 100 guys, each guy will have his own opinion. How much they're makbana. But most guys are going to wait till 3 years. That's exactly what the Gemara is asking, so I want you to get it. The Ritva's mazber the Gemara's kasha. The Rashba asks on the Gemara's kasha. He can't even believe the Gemara gets the kasha out of its mouth. That's what the Rashba asks. And he leaves it as a sarachim. The Ritva's mazber the Gemara's kasha. And says that's exactly the point. The Gemara's honing on, what do you mean it's based on a svar of hakpada? What kind of hakpada? Hakpada is so arbitrary. It depends on every person. There's no flat rule for it. And if you polled most of the guys, they'll get angry or less than 3 years. So how do you come off with a number 3? And that's exactly what the Gemara's kasha was. The Gemara jumps on that as a kasha. That's exactly what the Ritva says. Okay. Very good. Now we go to the Gemara. Let's see. Before we get to Vayikra and the Gemara, let's see the Tosis. Let's see the Tosis, okay? Let's see Tosis inside. Noah, you want to read the Tosis? Go ahead. Let's see the Tosis on the top, okay? Let's see inside. Everyone, let's see inside the Tosis. Go ahead. Shosa Kamaisa, go ahead. Yeah, read the top with the Dibra Maskel. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel, Shosa Kamaisa. Shosa Kamaisa. Right. Excellent. Right, the Bach Edzim came. How do you know which Rabbi Shmuel learns from Shura Mu'ud? Velo who? Yeah, we're dealing with Rabban and Mai here. Maybe they'll also learn from Shura Mu'ud. Go ahead. Yeah, maybe they'll learn from Shura Mu'ud too. Go ahead, in what way? Excellent. 3 times you didn't protest? You're a Shaskin. Who said Shaskin? Tosos where? On the bottom of Chav Chesem and Aleph. You're a Shaskin. So for sure you sold it or you gave him a gift. It's a great kasha. The Gemara's perplexed. What is the Rabbanan Svara Makar for 3? Gemara first says Mechila. Then the Gemara says Kapada. Tosos says Rabbanan Shalom. What are you looking for? Just learn it from Shura Mu'ud like you did for Bishmael. For 3 years he was quiet. That's the Chazakah. Right?
3 years he was a gor. 3 years he gor. That's Tysus kasha. It's a beautiful kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Go ahead, Vyesh Lomar. Excellent. In other words, what do you learn from Shura Mu'ud? Three times. 3 times he gored, 3 times he consumed, 3 utilizations. Go ahead. And if he hadn't sold to him, he wouldn't have been makbid. Right? Go ahead. They have nothing to do with the time period. You need 3 utilizations, you need 3 gorings. That is it. Numbers, numbers, numbers. You know you're a numbers guy? That's exactly what they are here. Rabbi Shmuel's a numbers man. That's what he learns from Shmuel. Nothing to do with a time period, a duration of time. Has nothing to do with that. Absolutely zero. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Go ahead, Noah, very excellent. Aval. Shihuizman. Excellent. But the Rabbanon, they care about duration of times. They care about 3 years squatting on it. They look for a duration of time. Do you have an element of duration of time at all by Shura Mu'ud? Yes or no? No. Zero. Is that true? Go ahead, Chaim. Oh, very good, Chaim. What do you mean there's no duration of time? Reb Yudis, in order to make a mu'ud, how many days do you need? 3 days. So what's the answer to your kasha, Chaim? I thought the same thing. Did you ask me that in Seder? Some a few other guys asked me in Seder. What's the answer to that kasha? Who are we working with here, according to Rashi at least? Reb Meir or Reb Yehuda? Reb Meir. And according to Reb Meir, there is no duration of time. You can have 9, 12, or 3. Or you can have 9, 10, 11. As long as they're at different places, right? You don't need any duration of time. And even according to Reb Yehuda, what did the Magen Avraham say? What did the Magen Avraham say we learned? That Reb Yehuda only argues in Reb Meir what areas? Shura Mu'ud and where else? Tainus. But nowhere else, Reb Yehuda agrees to Reb Meir. When you're talking about squatting on land, there's no concept of a duration of time. So that's the answer to your Kasha Chai. Very excellent, okay? You have to think about that when you have this Tosis. So please get the shot of the Tosis. Tosis is saying, don't tell me that the Rabbanan could learn from Shura Mu'ud, because by Shura Mu'ud there's no element of duration of time. There's just usages. It was gored 3 times, you used it 3 times. That's Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbanan required 3 years. Where do you see a duration of time in Shura Mu'ud? You don't. According to Rabbi, who do you do? Only by Shura Mu'ud. Right? 3 days. Reb Meir, you certainly don't see a duration of time, and Reb Yehuda will not carry that over to Chesed Gimel Shanim. You only say that by what? By Shura Mu'ud and by Tainus. So you got to add that Nakuda in with this Tysus, okay? It's a very important Nakuda. Okay, very good, Noah. Excellent. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Now the Gemara says as follows, and this is the punchline. Ella, Shlav Shlishi. Okay? We're building our own Yishuv here, okay? Shlav Shlishi, right? Shlav Shlishi of the Gluck building, okay? What is Shlav Shlishi? Shlav Shlishi of Rava is not what Mechila, it's not Hakpada, but what is it? This new din, this new svar. What is it? Let's see it inside. Ella Amar Rava. Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inche Bishtare. For the 1st year, people are careful with the documents. Tarte Vitlas Mizdare. 2 and 3, right? Tarte, right? It's a strange way to read it. Did you notice how to read the Gemara here? Tarte tlas mizdar, tfei lo mizdar. 2, 3 years, they're going to be what? They'll be careful more than that they won't. Right? I thought this is establishing 3 years chazaka. No. So people will not be careful more than what? More than 3 years. So this is the answer. Number 3, Zahiris of Shtaris. Now, I tell you what we have to see here. Whenever you have stages in a Gemara, a Havamina Maskana, you have to ask yourself, and this is very important, analytically, are there any vestiges
of the Havamina that remain in the Maskana? Is there any remnant of the Havamina that remains in the Maskana? Do we totally reject 1, 2, and come up with a new theory on 3? Or is there any element of 2? 1 is we reject. I agree with you. 1 we reject completely because it's against the din. The din is you have to give the land back and give the payers back. So 1 we've rejected. Question, is there any element of 2 that will remain? Is there any element of 2 that will remain in 3? Or is 3 a whole new beer? Okay? This is a critical question that we have to investigate. Okay? To do that, I want to see now the Gemara and Membeis. Okay? This is probably the most famous Ramban in Cheskes Abatim, or maybe in the whole Masechta of Boavasu. Okay? That's why I gave you a photocopy during lunch, so we should see it inside. Okay? First, let's read the Gemara quickly here on Membeis and Aleph. Okay? Membeis and Aleph. Okay? Membeis and Aleph. Everyone have it? Let's take a look. Tana Rabbanan. It's about 7 lines up from the top. Tana Rabbanan. Achla Av Shona V'haben Shtayim. Let's say the father eats the peiros for a year and the son eats it for 2 years. Ha'av Shtayim V'haben Shona. The father for 2 years, the son for 1 year. Ha'av Shona V'haben Shona V'lokeach Shona. The father a year, the son a year, and then the guy who bought it from them for a year. Okay, so the Marakama sees a father, a son, and a buyer from the father or son squat on it for 3 years. He doesn't say a word. You can combine all three together. Look in the Gemara. Hare zu chazaka. It's a good chazaka. Lememra de lokech isla kala. What does that assume? We can assume from here that when you buy something, a voice goes out and says, I purchased this land. So that Marakama should have gotten up and protested. Since he didn't, must be that it's not his anymore, right? You see that there's a voice that goes out about a purchase. The Gemara asks, it's not true. Viriminayu achla b'fnei av. Now look at this case. It's the fakir case. Viriminayu achla b'fnei av shana u'b'fnei ben shtayim. Let's say the squatter eats in front of the father. The father's the Marakama, 1 year. B'fnei ben shtayim in front of the son, 2 years. B'fnei av shtayim u'b'fnei ben shana. For the father, 2, the friend of the son, 1. B'fnei av shtayim u'b'fnei ben shana. B'fnei av shana u'b'fnei ben shana u'b'fnei alokech shana. You eat in front of all these guys. What's the din? Harezu chazaka. It's a chazaka. No one said a word. They didn't complain. This is their flipped. The father, son, and the buyer are the marakama here. They didn't complain. It's a good chazaka. Asks the Gemara. The Gemara asks, if you told me that a purchase has a voice, ein lecha mecha gedol lemizu. What did you do? It's unbelievable. The father and the son of the Marakama, and the son sells it to someone. Who's on it? Someone else is squatting on it. The fact that the son sold it to someone, isn't that the greatest statement of a protest? Listen, I'm the boss on the land. I'm doing a deal. I'm selling it. So isn't that a great, isn't, if you tell me a purchase is a voice, isn't that an automatic protest? V'isaketaitach, d'lokech isle kala, ein lecha magacha gadol mizu. How do you assume it's a chazaka? The fact that the father, the son had it, and then the son sold it to someone, isn't that a voicing a macha? So how could it be a chazaka? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Papa Kitanya Hiba Mocher Sados of Stam. Talking about a case where you sold a whole block of fields. You did not elucidate this particular field. So since you did not elucidate this particular field, it's not considered to be macha. If the son says, I'm selling block, if I'm selling building X, that's considered to be a protest, and that will block the chazaka. Okay? So we see this Gemara. This is a very clear Gemara. We got the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says regarding squatting. In front of what? Squatting in front of the father and son, you can combine. And also the father and son are the macha, the marakamas. Also, you can have a chazaka as well. Okay, let's turn to the Ramban, this critical Ramban. Okay? Please, you got to know this Ramban klor, mamish. Okay? Telling you, this is the most famous Ramban in Cheskes Abatim. Everyone have it? Let's see the Ramban inside. Mark, go ahead. Read the Ramban here, okay? From the bottom. Does anyone not have it? Everyone should have. Go ahead, Mark. Let's see inside, okay? Everyone has a Ramban? Yes? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark. The bottom. Hadetanya, real loud, please. Oh! That's only if a bar mitzvah boy is on the land. But a katan, if the katan is a marakama, then a katan does not have the ability to protest. Go ahead. The hilkach. Therefore, he is not a what? He is not a bar chazakahu. Go ahead, Kaven. Even if you protest, the katan doesn't have the wherewithal to watch a shtar. Go ahead. So he also won't protest. Listen, the marakama sees a katan squatting. Why should I protest? He doesn't even know what I'm talking about. He won't get the message he's got to be careful about a shtar. He doesn't have the wherewithal to guard the shtar. Go ahead. Exactly. Both prices, whether the squatter is the gadol, it can only be a gadol, and also the what? The marakama, it's also got to be a gadol as well. Both prices, we're talking about a gadol, not a katan. Okay? This is what the Yesh Beforshim says. We got it? This is the Yesh Beforshim of the Rabbana Daf Mem Beis. Okay? We're only talking about a gadol, not a katan. Go ahead, Mark. The Ramban says, I think it's wrong. Go ahead. The Taima? Excellent. You guys got to underline this 50 times. Why does the Ramban say we have a Chazaka of Sholoshanim? Not because of what? Carefulness with the Shtar. But what is it because of, Mark? Because he was shosek. If he was shosek for 3 years, it is raglayim ledavar that he is proof to the pudding. Raglayim ledavar means proof to the pudding that he is not the owner. Raglayim ledavar, shehu lo baal hasada. Shehu lo baal hasada. Everyone got that? Go ahead, Mark. Ella? Shetoch Sholosh. Go ahead. Right, but within 3 years, you could say, prove me your star. You got to know that phrase. Achve Shtarcha means show me your star. Like, show me the money. Show me your star. You can't show me the star the first 3 years? Must be your faker. Go ahead. And since you're not careful with it, what? More than what? 3 years? You don't have to. Israel Lehi Taina. That time of show me your star goes out the window. The time of the Marakam is tell me show me your star goes out the window. Go ahead. We don't lo lechinim shasak. We don't say that what? For nothing he was quiet. The cotton? Yeah, and a cotton is not a, he's not able to be careful of a star, but who cares? Vachimuch sugya. Excellent. Now let's stop for a moment on this. There's a machloikis between the Ramban and the Yesh Beforshim. How to learn up this Gemara. Meaning to say, when we say you squat in front of a father, yes? When you squat in front of the father and the son, what type of son are we talking about? The Yesh Beforshim says who? The Yesh Beforshim says a gadol, not a katan. Because a katan can't even understand what your protest would be. So therefore, you don't protest. So therefore, you cannot establish a chazaka if your boy below bar mitzvah age was squatting. Does not count as a year. And what does the Ramban say to that? What is the ikr of the Sholoshanim according to the Ramban? What is the ikr? The ikr is the fact that he's quiet for 3 years. Meaning, I don't care who is on the land. He could have been a 2-year-old. He could have been an 80-year-old. You should have been embroiled. And you should have stood up and say, I'm the owner. And you didn't. And therefore, the Ramban argues and says that if a katan is on the land, it is good. This is the Ramban's fundamental shita on what Cheska Shalosh Shanim is all about. This is what the Ramban's fundamental sheet is. That it is considered to be you being quiet, and therefore you should have what? You should have opened your mouth and protested. Okay. What does the Yesh Meforshim hold? I want you to get this. What does the Yesh, very, very fundamental. What does the Yesh Meforshim hold? The Yesh Meforshim is of the opinion as follows. The Ramban says it's a natural thing. We'll start with the Ramban. I'm going to say like this. Davar TV. The natural thing for a guy to do, and that's true. I don't. You have a Rolls Royce. You have a little boy climbing on a Rolls Royce? Or you have a 40-year-old, 300-pound linebacker on it? People are mocking on the Rolls Royces. You're going to scream. The fact that you didn't scream shows me it's not your Rolls Royce. The Ramban holds it to Davar TV that you should have said something. Since you didn't, must be it's not yours. However, the Yesh Meforshim holds that the Raya, I want you to write it down, the Yesh Meforshim holds, this is the first beer, the Yesh Meforshim is of the opinion that the Pshat is that the Shtika of the Ma'arer is a Raya that he would have protested in order that Ploni shouldn't be machzik. Okay? The shtika of the ma'arer. Shtika shel ha-ma'arer kidei shelo yachzik. Kidei shelo yachzik. In order that the guy shouldn't be machzik. Now, did you ever have a concern that the katan would be machzik? No. A katan is a katan. He has no das. So since a katan has no das, therefore you don't have in mind at all. The machab alavach is not going to work because he doesn't have the wherewithal to understand what it means. What am I going to say? Show me your star, show me your star. The katan stares at you. What are you talking about? I don't even know what a document is. What is a star? So according to the Yesh Meforshim, the shtiket is of the ma'arir kidei shelo yachzik. But if the katan's on it, anyway it's not going to help. Your protest is not going to help. Whereas according to the Ramban, we wrote Shosik L'Shloshon Raglaim L'Davar Shehu Lo Baal HaSada, because you should have said I'm the Baal HaSada. Who cares whether the guy's there? You see what I'm saying? Let's get this conceptually. When you focus on the protest, what is it all about? Is the protest to say I'm the owner? I get up. I'm the owner. So who cares who's squatting? Or do you focus on the guy who's squatting? And if it's a guy that's squatting that you're not going to be able to stop from getting it because he's a cutting, then it's what? Then it's meaningless. There's a fundamental machlokes there. How you view the getter adin of cheskes gimel shanim. According to the Ramban, it's a reglaim ledover, but it's a dover TV that you should have said you're the owner. According to the Yesh Meforshim, it's the shtika of the ma'ara, the marakama, because he should have said, I don't want you to help. I don't want you to get it. But if it's a katan who cannot chop anyway his protest, then there's no reason to protest, and therefore the katan's chazaka never will be a chazaka. Okay? So this is a very fundamental machlokes in a very, very real way. Very real way is a fundamental machlokes. Now, this is one way to focus on this Ramban and the Yesh Meforshim. Now, Mark, just finish up the Ramban, okay? Please look at it inside. I want you to make sure you get every. If you don't, go through it tomorrow inside if you didn't get it. Go ahead, Mark. Bahadam Rinan. Period. What's the Ramban asking on himself? If it's true, according to the Ramban, that what? That the key concept is you have to protest that I'm the owner, what's he asking? So why does the Gemara say that if you, according to Shmuel, if you protest in front of people that will not be able to communicate it, the message to the squatter, what does the Gemara say? It's not a good chazaka. It's not a good macha. Why is it not a good macha? I thought according to Ramban, all you have to do is get up and say that I'm the owner, right? Why should it not be a macha? He's asking on himself. It should always be a macha. As long as I say I'm the owner, it's enough. Who cares whether the person I'm telling you to can't carry over the message? Shouldn't make a difference. You follow me, Sammy? That's what Ramban's asking on himself. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. What's the answer?
You
know what the answer is? Why did you protest the guys who can't carry the message? That's ridiculous. By the fact you protested, the guys who can't carry the message to the squatter, must be you're really not the what Murakama. Must be you're a faker. You understand? You didn't really protest properly because you know it couldn't be transported to the squatter. Go ahead, Mark. Ubi shas. Uba makom cherim. What's makom cherim? When Yehuda and Galil were fighting, you can't have a chazaka. Why can't you have a chazaka by Yehuda and Galil? Because there's no communication. Go ahead. Liolam. You know what? If you're in a case of Yehuda and Galil, you have to keep on your star forever. Because why? He has no ability to what? To be mocha. Since he cannot make an amacha, so the guy, the squatter, better hold the star forever. You have to have the ability to be mocha. You can't have the ability to be mocha in that case. Go ahead. Umiyu. What did the Ramban say? Listen to this, Pshat. You got to get this. Did the Ramban say you could have a cotton squatting on it? Yes or no? The Ramban said you could have a cotton squatting on it. It'll count for a year. You know what the Ramban says? Why can't the cotton get it in a year? Or in a day? Or a month? Why don't you take the Svara to the end? Since what? What's the Ramban say? The whole point is what, Mark? That the Murakama must stand up and say, I'm the owner. Well, if you're a cotton what? It doesn't make a difference who's squatting on it at all, right? A cotton should also be able to produce it. You have to get up and say something. So let the cotton, since he can't relate to the protest, he's a cotton, he has no das. Let him get it immediately. You follow me? Once you allow the cotton, if the whole point is what? If the whole point, according to the Ramban, is that the Murakama should get up and say, I'm the owner, right? And he doesn't, so then it's a good chazaka in 3 years. But if you're dealing with a squatter who can't understand the guy's protest, don't let it be a chazak immediately even. You follow this smarter than Ramban? That's an amazing statement. Shmuel, you got that? It's crazy, the Ramban says. That means a cut who has no das is going to get rewarded? And a bonus? It's like nuts. That's, go ahead, Mark. That's how he concludes. Go ahead. Here, Viach? Someone who has no das gets a bonus? Yeah, that's ridiculous, he says. We never find we reward him. He loses. There's no way that the cotton should be given a bonus. So at best, the cotton gets only what? Like the gomel. So, but what I want to bring out here is it's a fundamental machlokes, how we're working what? This concept of what? Of the gimel shonim. How we're working the cats of the Gimel Shonim. It's a fundamental machlek is certain yesh before Shem in the Ramban. Okay. Now we move to the Rosh. Okay. Now we move to the Rosh. The Rosh says as follows. Okay. Let's get this. The Rosh, and then we got to bring it back to our Gemara. The Rosh says that Gimel Shonim is a takana. Rosh, Takanas, Chachamim. If I ask you, is the Cheskes Gimel Shonim D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, what would you say? Rosh, D'Rabbanan. According to its Rabbanan Yesh B'Forshim, would you say it's D'Oraisa? You tell me, guys. Are these Svaras D'Oraisa? I think so. So I would get down in your notes. I would think the Yesh B'Forshim and the Rabbanan happen to beg to differ. They might have a machlokus about what the svar is, but I don't think they say takanas chachamim. I didn't see in our gemara. Did it say takanas chachamim? The Rosh put that in. Did you notice that in the Rosh? Our gemara didn't say that. He said chachamim tiknu. And do you know the Ksos HaChoshen writes that the Rambam holds also that it's the Rabbanan. The Rambam writes a loshen. What's the Rambam's Ksos? Omer Shea Rambam. Ksos Omer Shah Rambam, the Rabbanan, Takanas Chachamim. What is this proof? Because the Rambam didn't give it to you inside, but maybe I'll give it to you tomorrow. Pirik Yidav, Chostomim Mitton Lachabes. What does the Rambam say? What's the Lashon that he uses? What's the Lashon that the Rambam uses? He says, tough luck, you lost out. That's his Lashon. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Hoil Velo Machisa. Since you didn't protest, ata hifsarata latzmacha. You lost. You blame it on yourself. You messed yourself over.
That's like a takana sukham, says the Ksos. That's what he wants to say. That the Ksos holds with the Rambam like the Rosh, it's a takana sukham. Okay? Now, in that Rosh, I wanted you to see Simon Aleph. Now, what does the Rosh say? This is very important as all. What does the Rosh say, halahalach?
We don't have time to read it inside, but let's say, what does the Rosh hold? Someone tell me what the Rosh says. Who'd I do with in Seder? David? Go ahead. What does the Rosh say?
What is the Rosh's halacha in the beginning? When does a squatter need a chazaka of 3 years to prove he has Edom? When what? When the Marakama has what? Edom. Excellent. Let's get that then down. This whole Mishnah, our whole sugya, that you need Chesed Gimel Shonim, let's get down, the Rosh says, is when the Marakama has Edom, that it was his property. If the Marakama has no Edom, what are you in my face for? I don't have to prove anything to you. I'm a squatter. It's my land. Prove to me you were once owned it. Otherwise, I can say, you know what? First of all, I don't know who you are. Get out of my face, number one, right? Okay. And what's number two? What's number two claim that I could say? Yes, I know you had it, but I bought it from you. That's what's called what, David? What does the Rosh say from the Mishnah Ksubis? Peh, she'aser, upeh, she'hitter. What's that famous rule? Peh, she'aser, peh, she'hitter. If a woman says she's Anita, and a second later she says she's joking, we believe her. Because we didn't know she was Anita until she said she was Anita. She says she's joking, we believe her. The peh that aser is the peh that mater. I didn't have to say I know he owned it. I could have said, I don't know who you are. I never met you. But when I say, yes, I know you were the owner, but I bought it from you, I believe because I have a pesh aser pesh hitter. That's what the Rosh points out in the beginning of the Rosh. You got to get that. This whole topic we've been discussing is where the Marakama has Edom. If he has no Edom, there's nothing to talk about, right? Why do I have to prove anything? Okay. Now, if he has Edom, though, David, if he has Edom, why is the Pesh Usher not enough? Because a Pesh Usher, B'makom Edom, Lo Mo'il. Pesh Usher, B'makom Edom, Lo Mo'il. Meaning, if there are Edom, why can't I just say the same thing? Oh, yes, Shkoyach, you have Edom, but I bought it from you. That doesn't work. Because there's no great shakes by me saying, oh, I bought it from you. He had Edom, right? That's a very important principle, the Rosh. Rosh just picks it off the Gemara Ksubis, the beginning Rosh by us. Pesh Yasser will work, but if it's against Edom, it will not work. Okay. And then the Rosh continues. And the Rosh says, Takanas Chachamim, he says in amaze, V'tiknu Chachamim, the Cheskes Gimel Shonim, he puts in Tiknu Chachamim. And then he writes as follows, okay? He writes like this, the Rosh. What happens if a man is squatting on land for 3 years and Edom come forward and say, I want you to know the Marakama issued a protest in front of us, but we didn't pass it on to anyone. We kept it to ourselves. What's the din in that case? He loses his chazaka. Because we assume chavra de chavracha islay, there's a network, and even though they didn't pass it around, pass it over, we assume people, it got out. It's a milsa de tmiyahu, says the what? Not like Lashon Hara Mamish, but similar to what we said with that Tosin Gittin. People talk. And if he issued the protest, bet your bottom dollar he heard about it, the squatter. Therefore, it cancels his chazaka. It would cancel his chazaka. Even though he heard about nothing, we assume he heard about it. That's what the Rosh says. Interesting chiddush. Now, you'll ask me, as Aaron said in Seder, should you have to keep the shtar forever and ever? No. Because when does he bring the Edom? Let's say I've been squatting on it for 6 years. He brought Edom that in the second year, he issued a protest in front of Edom, but they didn't pass it on. Shkoyach. I've had it 4 years since. I've squatted on it since the protest for 4 years, and there has been no protest again. So then it's mine. You follow me, Aaron? Okay, but I don't have to be chayshish for that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not chayshish for that. We're not chayshish for that, the Rosh says. Okay? So that's the Rosh's take in our Gemara. Even though, go back to our Gemara, right? Even though, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say tiknu chachamim, right? I read the Gemara this time, right? Gemara didn't say tiknu chachamim. The Rosh put it in. The Rosh holds us the Rabbanan. The Ksos said the Ram holds us the Rabbanan.
The Rabban and the Yesh Mefarshim say not that way. Oh. So this goes back to what we had said earlier. When you get to Shlav Shlishi, do we reject Shlav Sheni, or is it a whole new shot? What do you say, guys? Let's get it. What do you say? Hashtid Ashis Lahachi. What do you say? So the Pashtis is, according to the Rosh, and this is the Chiddush that we want to say, okay? It's not based on what? It's not based on at all anything about Shtika. According to the Rosh, get it down, it's a rejection. Three rejects two, it's a whole new din. What does it have to do with? The Rosh learns, I want you to get it, the Rosh is a beautiful Chiddush. The lumdus of the Rosh is that it's based on the concept of a person being careful with the sharos only up to 3 years and no more than that. And that's it. And therefore, it's protecting the lokeach. Because as Aaron said, the seller can say, oh, 6 years later, that was mine. That's mine. How long do I have to keep my document? The guy could be a liar. So the Chacham say you only have to keep it for 3 years. After 3 years, we did not trouble the buyer to keep around the Shtar Raya. And he's believed with a tine alone that it's his karka that he bought it. So the way we want to formulate the Rosh, it's not because of what? A Raya, because of the Shtika of the Ma'arir. It's not because of the Shtika of the Ma'arir. It's not the Shtika, the silence of the protester. Noah, but what is it according to the Rosh? It's because we're looking at the Pseida de Lekuchos. We want to make sure the Lekuchos won't get messed over, and they only have to watch it for 3 years. So when you get to number two, it's about Kepeda. Oh, why were you silent? Weren't you Makbid? Shtika of the Myra is a riot. Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with it. It's a total rejection. When you see that word Ella, usually it's a rejection. The question is, what level of rejection is when you see the word Ella? Is it a complete rejection or a semi-rejection? According to the Rush, it's a complete rejection. Kepeda was a Svarad Yeraisa. Gemara slugs it up. It has nothing to do with it. Cheskes Gimel Shalosh Shanim is a Takanis Chachamim based on helping out the buyers. It's a total rejection. The Rush read the word Ella, pronounced, underlined 150 times. Mamish El in bold letters. So it's no longer Hakpada, but it wrapped, not no longer Shtik of the Ma'arer, but it's considered to be what? It's considered to be at the Takanas Chacham, and we're looking out for Lekuchos. Okay? That's how the Rush reads our Gemara. And how did the Ramban and the Yesh Meforshim read our Gemara? I'll tell you how the Ramban and the Yesh Meforshim read the Gemara. They kept around a vestige from stage two. They kept around a remnant from stage two, that it's an element of Hakpada. And the way they read the Gemara is as follows. They read the Gemara, very interesting Chiddush, is that Rava says, you know what? You asked me about the Bei Rebbe Lishev. Before 3 years, it's not a chazaka, because he says, Ach Veshtarcha is Mevatel the Raya of Shtika Sama'arer. Ach Veshtarcha. What's Ach Veshtarcha mean? Show me your star, right? Show me your star. You were silent. You were silent for 3 years. Then it's mine. But in the midst of the 3 years, ach v'shtarcha, you have to show me your star. Even though he's been silent for 2 years, you still got to be able to show me the star. And then for less than 3 years, even though there's a raya that the guy was quiet, the ma'arer, but less than 3 years, you still have that tain against the squatter of Ach Vishtarcha. And that's Mavata L'Raya, Shtikas Ma'arer. So only after 3 years, there's no tain of Ach Vishtarcha because people are not careful. So then it's a Raya for Shtikas Ma'arer. So that's what we want to say. This is what I want you to get. According to the Ramban, number three, basically what? Is not rejecting number two. We're working with Hakpada. You were silent. But what are we adding in number three? We're adding in this element of what? Achve Shtarcha. We're adding in this element of show me your star. That's why up to 3 years, before 3 years, it's not a good chazaka. After 3 years, it's a good chazaka. That's how you read the Pshat in the Gemara. It's Geshmak. And the Ramban says it's not a complete rejection. Now, the Yesh Meforshim will read the Gemara similarly to the Ramban, but he says the Shtik is the Raya. The Shtik is the Raya. The Rabban says, no, you have to stand up and say it was my what? You have to stand up and say it was my land. You have to say it was my land. Okay, that's, I'm saying the Rabban and the Yesh Beforshim argue, but they read the Gemara similarly, that you're building up the concept of the silence of the Ma'arir. And they just argue, well, is it the silence that's the Iker, or is it the fact that you have to get up and say it's mine? Nafgamina is a cutting good enough or not for squatting on the land? Machlek is the Rabban Yesh Beforshim. But they read the Gemara that Ella, Shlav Shlishi, is building off Shlav Sheni and adding in this Nakuda of Ach V'Shtarcha. Way the Ramban has it, Lamaisa, and the Yesh Beforshim focuses what? On the Shtike. Okay, you hear this? It's a Geshmaka, this is a fundamental Machlekis. So number one is Cheskes Sholoshon, the rest of the Rabbanan, the Rosh and the Ram, the Kso says the Rabbanan. The Rabbani Yesh Beforshim say that it's Diraisa. Number two is they're arguing, the linchpin is how to read the Gemara. Is the third stage rejecting the second stage completely like the Rosh and the Rambam, and it's a new din to Kanskham, Pseidu the Lekuchos, focusing on Zahiris Ashtaris, be careful with Ashtaris? Or do you say no? Or do you say that three is building off number two, and the element is really what? The element is really Hakpodeh? The notion of the guy being silent, but within 3 years, you could say, Ach V'Shtarcha? Is the focal point his being quiet, or is the focal point his requirement to get up and say it's mine? Or is the focal point, the fact is that I don't want that guy to get the property? Is it a Dover TV that anyone's on the Rolls Royce you should yell at? Or is it just, I don't want the guy that's squatting to get the lamps to cut, and he won't get it anyway, so I don't have to say anything? And the community in the years before some Rabban is whether a cotton is good if he squats. But they read the Gemara that it's building off number two. It just adds that element of Ach V'Shtarcha. So that's a very, very important way to read off the Gemara. Now we have the halacha of the Rosh. Now let's close with the Ksos inside. Okay, that second Ksos. Let's see. Okay. Oh, it's a little bit late. I think my clock is a little fast. Now what do you got? 2:26? Oh, so let's see the Ksos since I gave it to you. Okay. I'm going to read it. Please look inside. Okay. Look inside. This is very, very fundamental. Ketzinu Chazaka, okay? Those two paragraphs, we got it? Simen Kuf Mem Sifkot and Beis, the second Ksos we saw today. Ketzinu Chazaka. The Reish Cheska Sabatim Masik B'Gemara. The Gemara concluded. On the left column. Everyone have it? Taimed the Chazaka Mishum Da'at Plos Shnonin Mizdar Inish B'Shtare Tfei Lo Mizdar. Up to 3 years, people are careful. More than that, they're not. Vakati Sarach Taima. I still don't understand, says the Ksos. Give me a svara. Nehi dezeh lo reyesa. Granted, it's not a reyesa. It's not a chisaron. B'mad v'leis le'shtara. Granted, I understand it's not a chisaron that he doesn't have any shtar. U'mishum detfei lo mizdar. Aval sof sof ein lo raya. Vechi motzin mimara kama b'lo raya. You've got to underline that. The Ksos says, Abam kashi. He says, okay, shkoyach. You don't make the squatter hold the shtar more than 3 years. But bottom line is that's you're saying to him, you don't have to. But give me something positive that proves that it's your land. How can you take away this land from the Marakama like this? With what did you take away the land? Oh, he doesn't have to hold the shtar. So what? So how'd you take it away? Magic? So look what he says. Oh. V'inei b'chidushi ha-ramban b'pircheskes Kosov Gabi Ochla Av Shona Babenshnastaim Zelishono Yesh Beforshim Dafke Bino Godel Vakot Lav Bar Mechuyuhu, like Mark read, Vilkach Lav Bar Chazakahu, came the Chimachi, when you protest, Lav Bar Azdui Vishtaru, the cotton doesn't have to wear with all the guard the star. Iu Nami Lo Machi Vichuli, so he's not going to protest. That was the theory of who? Yesh Beforshim. The Ain Ani Muchsuk Betam Zeh, the Ramban says, I don't hold of it. The time of the Chazak Lav Mishum Das Duri Didei Belchud. It's not because of carefulness, like the Rosh says. Ela came in the high Shosak Raglayim Ladover. Ela Shetoch Shlosh Armin Le Lamachsik Ach Vishtarcha. Show me your star. Ulachar Shalosh came in the Lomizdar Beit Fei Israele Haitaina. That Taina doesn't exist after three. Vamrina Lo Lachinim Shosak. We don't say for anything it was quiet. Must be it's not his. The Cotton Nami Labar is Duri Tfeu Akan Lashon Ayin Sham. Oh, this is the Ksos's punchline. Mavur Midvarav. The Iker Taima de Chazaka, Mishum de Shosak Raglaim Ladover, the Mistama Machrolo, Elatok Shlosh Israel Mishum Damrile Ach Vishtarcha, Ulabasar Shalosh after 3 years, The lab reyesu mishum detfelo mezdar v'armina chazaka midishosak v'adei machrolo fein kosev v'sefer Torah Chaim kein peres keskes abatim ayin sham. Okay?
So that's a svara media reyesu. The feirish. It's a svara media reyesu. Says the ksais. Let's get it. We'll close with this. Ula nias daiti ikur cheskes d'shol oshanim einu ela takanis chakamim mishum tikuna olam. The lo regili min lizara b'shtar tfei mishalosh. The sover amachzik came to Yoshev b'socho meshech shalosh shanim vein odor iruro. Yeshuv lo yisar odir lo mizdar tfei v'yimashk b'sei pseidu l'kuchos. You're going to expect the buyer to keep the shtar in his pocket the whole life? His whole life? L'chein ro chachamim l'saken shi yineman b'cheske shalosh shanim. V'ma'arir she'emes ito yasa macha tok shalosh. V'achar macha. Gama machzik is dar b'shtaro. They mean a moicha toch sholosh yafsin a ma'arer. The marakama loses. Chen nirim iloshen emuki Yosef reish per keskes abatim. Tfeilom is dar, and we're saying it's the rush too. Ki sover lo yaro on chuli. Lefi shadasa olam kein lo tiknu chachamim el sholosh shanim akam lashono. Mashma tekanus chacham hi venitknu shneim a machzik ma'arer kvein mashka sabim. Zer loshen a rambam. Perit yirav mitoin hoyil v'lo machite. Atafsat alas v'chanshah. It's kind of like, aha, tough luck. It's not like, you know, how like kids do nana and nana. It's like saying, the Rambam saying, tough luck. You've lost yourself. You didn't protest. You messed yourself up. So it's like a takanis chachamim. There's a lashon a Rambam. There's a nirakid varenu shat takanis lishneim. The takanis is really for both guys. Hamachzik, yachzik b'shalo achreish cheskosha sholosh. V'ma'arer, imenes ito hayalo limchos. Should have protested. Umir lo micha hifsid. V'lefi taimed the Ramban amrin in hoyol. This is the punchline. V'lefi taimed the Ramban. If you go like the Ramban amrin hoyol v'lo micha reglaim l'davar shemach v'loshachiv satrafa. You don't say according to the Ramban, nana, you lost yourself. According to the Ramban, it's proof to the pudding. It's slam dunk. It's a din d'oraisa that it's the squatter's land because you didn't protest. It's reglaim l'davar. It's not a takanis chachamim of nana that you messed yourself over. You satrafa. Okay? So this is very, very critical. I cannot tell you how critical this is, because this is really the Maskanas HaGemara. And we always paskal like who? Chachamim. So according to the Rush, if someone asks you, what's the marker of Chesed Shkimo Shonim? It's only the Rabbanim. It's the Takanas Chachamim. That's what the Rambam says. That's according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva say it's from Shoramuad, right? They learn it from Shoramuad. The Eraisa. They learn it from Shoramuad. But when the Gemara says the Ella, it's rejecting it completely. If you hold like the Ramban and the Ish Meforshim, it's not rejecting it completely. It is a din d'oraisa, not from Shoramuad, but a svara me'atzmo. And then we had the middle stage learning it from the Navi. Okay, we'll stop here. This time in Mincha, tomorrow we'll go weiter with Hinch. Okay.